This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Rex Hirerman, his charges are adding up. It was originally the 4. Now it's not just going to 5, it's going to 6. Rex Hirerman charged with killing one, Jessica Taylor, whose partial remains were found near Gilgo Beach in 2011 and then linked to other partial remains found 8 years later in a remote wooded area in Marionville, a 45-minute drive east. He's also been charged with killing Sandra Costella, 28-year-old New York woman whose remains were found in 1993 in the Hamptons, going back to the early 90s. Her long unsolved murder has not been previously associated with the Gilgo Beach investigation, but these are two new ones that have been tied on. I think we're expecting one more charge today, not necessarily two. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, joining us. What do you make of the new charges against Hirerman and how they got there?
You know, it's certainly a bombshell and chilling. And you know, for how long has this gone on? At least multiple decades, according to the government. And it seems like there have been some new searches recently. Mm-hmm. And I think that could have contributed additional evidence that allowed the government to bring these two additional homicide charges.
How do you think they're bringing it? Because there was that 9-day canine search in the Marionville wooded area. In Southampton, that's where Miss Costello's body was found. Last month, investigators also conducted a 6-day search of Mr. Hirerman's home in Massapequa Park. Again, they went back in. This was the second one. And they exhaustively searched for 2 weeks last summer through his house as well. But they went to the basement again this time. We're talking a murder from 1993. How are they connecting this to Rex Hirerman?
You know, it's hard to say at this juncture. The government is not disclosing a ton of information about the evidence they have. But one thing I've seen before is in these additional searches, perhaps they found something in Rex Hirerman's home that connects him to these potential victims. Maybe it's a piece of clothing. Maybe it's a note. Maybe it's a diary. There are just a number of types of evidence that the government could use to link Rex Hirerman to these two additional cases. But like I said, presently, that's just speculation. We don't know for sure.
Complete speculation. I'm wondering, and tell me if this is logistically something that could be going on behind the scenes here. There's a documentary that's being made right now with Peacock and 50 Cent. And I always feel weird saying that out loud, but it's true. Anyway, they're going for their jinx moment. We've talked about this many times. Do you think that there's something that maybe she said about 1993, about some things that were going on that also have been aiding in this investigation, maybe unwittingly? I mean, could the producers of this documentary be, okay, another day's done. Here you guys go. Here's basically everything, all the raw footage. You guys can go through it. Could that be happening on the back end of this that we're unaware of without a subpoena or without any sort of, you know, legal finagling?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, who would have thought that 50 Cent would become this, you know, true crime expose master that he's turning into? You know, I didn't see that from Get Rich or Die Trying, but...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But yes, I think that's true. I think with the emergence of social media, the work you do, the work that the true crime community does, I think law enforcement's getting wise to the fact that those private investigators can provide important inculpatory evidence that can make or break a case.
If we're talking all the way back here to 93, there's a lot of bodies all over the place there. We're at 6 right now that are being attributed to Rex Hirerman. How far do you think this goes?
You know, some people are saying, are they going to get to the full 11? Most people think that there are at least 11 incidents that are all related, and some people believe related to Rex Hirerman. They're at 6 right now, which is a Herculean number of homicides to bring against a person. And as the investigation unfolds, as these documentaries continue, will additional evidence link Rex Hirerman to the additional bodies? We don't know.
Is it time for Asa Elrup to get a divorce?
You know, I think the time would have been in the 80s or yeah. I don't know if they were married at that time, but whenever there were red flags, and I got to imagine she saw some red flags. I don't know exactly what she saw, and I'm not saying she's involved in anything, but when she saw those red flags, she should have, you know, pulled the plug on the marriage at that point.
Is there any advantage to her staying married to this man? This is going to take forever. This is going to take years before we likely get to any sort of trial. Because they're going to keep uncovering more bodies. And she's saying, she made a statement recently of he wasn't capable of doing these things. And I get, you know, you can have that willful ignorance and your cognitive dissonance to all of it. But at some point, I mean, you got to look at this and go, okay, he probably has done this. But is there an advantage to staying married as far as not having to testify against him? Would she have to testify if she does get a divorce, if they're not legally married, or does that statute basically exist for the term of while you were married? You don't have to testify about any of that.
Typically, it depends on the jurisdiction, but we're talking about a spousal privilege, meaning that the wife would not have to testify against Rex Herrmann. And usually that pertains to communications that were made during the marriage that you know, the person who made them thought they were making them in confidence. Now, there's an exception, though, to spousal privilege, where if the spouse had some involvement that is criminal and can be proven, they forfeit that privilege. And they can't get up there and say, oh, gosh, I don't want to testify. Well, if there's enough evidence against them such that they have forfeited that privilege by wrongdoing, then they would have to testify. And I think the police is looking into that.
If they have assets, though, which... I mean, looking at their house, you probably don't think they do, but he had a very well-paying job, so maybe they hoard the money, too. If she gets divorced now, is that protect the money for her then, for her own future, versus having it in some sort of joint thing where, you know, once this is done and he's, you know, has attorney fees and owes God knows what in judgments, that could all be gone, too.
Yeah, that part gets a little messy legally, but ultimately Rex Herrmann is going to be on the hook for whatever he allegedly did. Now, if his wife divorces him and if that divorce becomes finalized, there's a property division and she receives some of that property. She can try to secure that in a trust such that it could not be touched by any of the victims or their estates in this case.
Interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the next moves are here for both of them. Is this just... got two times darker than it already has been.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.